With this look at Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Environmental Protection Agency used its authority to prevent drivers from losing access to lower-cost and lower-emission E15, a higher ethanol blend marketed as unleaded 88. The national corn growers who have advocated for that move applauded the decision. NCGA President Harold Woley says this waiver is good news for corn growers and those in rural America who will benefit economically from this decision, and for consumers who will save money at the pump during a busy travel season. Under current policy, E15 cannot be sold at terminals beginning on May 1st and at retail stations starting on June 1st. NCGA is working with allies, including the petroleum industry, on federal legislation that would provide permanent year-round access to E15. Higher ethanol blends help significantly cut greenhouse gas emissions along with fuel prices. Missouri is hoping to see an increase in net farm income for 2025 and 2026, but not before seeing another projected dip from record highs in 2022. The decline is being blamed on reduced inventories, lower crop prices, and declining market receipts. 2022's record farm income high was $4.9 billion, while this year is projected to see about $3.6 billion. Scott Brown is with the University of Missouri Rural and Farm Finance Policy Analysis Center.
We expect cattle prices to continue to move higher in 2025 and 2026, just given how tight supplies are going to be. So that's a large part of what we're seeing in terms of slightly higher farm income estimate. And we also see what's going to be expenses that hopefully continue to decline.
The center is projecting that production expenses will decrease by about 5% this year, but the prices for purchased livestock, seed, labor, taxes, and consumption will all grow. The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing an emergency fuel waiver to allow E15 gasoline to be sold during the summer driving season. The agency says the move will provide communities with relief at the pump from ongoing market supply issues created by the ongoing Ukraine war and conflict in the Middle East by increasing the fuel supply and offering a variety of fuel blends that consumers can choose from. The EPA is taking action to ensure that American consumers have more choices at the pump, that according to Administrator Michael Reagan, allowing E15 sales during the summer driving season will increase fuel supply while supporting American farmers, strengthening our nation's energy security, and providing relief to drivers across the country. The Clean Air Act allows the EPA administrator to temporarily waive certain fuel requirements to address shortages. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association finished a successful legislative conference in Washington, D.C. The three-day event brought in cattle producers from across the country to the Capitol to meet with federal agencies and their elected members of Congress. NCBA President Mark Isley says the conference was a great opportunity to meet with representatives and discuss issues with agencies such as the USDA, EPA, and the Fish and Wildlife Service. And that he's thankful for the NCBA's team's work they do every day in D.C., and meetings like this are so valuable for showing policymakers how the decisions they make in Washington impact farms and ranches thousands of miles away. This year, 300 cattle producers traveled to Washington and participated in 170 meetings on Capitol Hill. During that three-day event, the NCBA members discussed their priorities for the next farm bill, including the need for animal health, disaster relief, risk management, and voluntary conservation programs. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.